You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, all, and welcome to the Hypno Family, the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show, where we're a big old family here, and sometimes things just come out the way they come out. I am so glad that you found me today. Did you know that hypnosis can not only help you add things to your lifestyle, like maybe inspiration, maybe helpfulness, and that it can also help you take away things that aren't quite so good, like maybe midnight snacks? Yeah, hypnosis is one of those wonderful things that can add and subtract. So, you know, today we're going to find out how it's actually added to somebody. So my name is Shirley. I am a clinical hypnotherapist, coach, and mental health advocate here in Southern California. And I have been a rainbow and glitter girl for as long as I can remember. My specialty is working with the LGBTQIA community, the BDSM community, kink community, you know, anybody that doesn't really feel like they fit along and they get along very well. So those are my people. We are a family. The people that just can't quite deal with everything going on. You know, I want you to have a safe place where you feel like you can come and vent. And yeah, there's no weirdness happening. If you're new to the show, I hope you like what you hear. And maybe you become a sponsor in Patreon. Buy me a cup of coffee. If you know anything about me in this show, you know that the world revolves around some caffeine. So any little bit that you can, just go onto Patreon, look for Hypno Fairy Godmother. Boom, there I am. I am waiting for you so I can give you a gigantic shout out and let you know that this is who we are. Now, if you're brand new to the show, we start our show out a little bit different than other people do, but it's very important to me that you have, or that you're right now in a wonderful, safe place. And by safe place, I am not talking about, you know, driving in your car or whatever. When I say safe place, I want you parked. You can be in your car, but you gotta be parked. I don't want you working. I don't want you driving. I don't want anything like that happening. You know, just the way that it is. Especially if you're trying to work on a project, not so good to be, you know, hanging on. But anything that you might miss on our show will always be rebrand or reprogrammed onto my Facebook site, Hypno Fairy Godmother, and will also be on my YouTube. Or if you just want to listen to it, that's fine too. You can find me anywhere you can find podcasts go. So here's what we're going to do. We're in that nice, safe place. I want you to take a nice, deep breath. And when I say nice, deep breath, I am talking from your abdomen. I am not talking about up here. Trust me. So I want you to take a nice, deep breath. And I want you to exhale with a smile. Yes, a smile. Even in these weird times, we can still smile. Next thing I want you to do, this is my favorite part. This is part number two. So I want you to wiggle your toes. Come on, wiggle, wiggle your toes. Toes be wiggling. In your shoes, out of your shoes. It was a little gloomy this morning, so I gotta tell you, I got my shoes on. Well, I got socks on. Let's just tell it like it is. Yes, me and my breathing from the inside out. So, once you wiggle your toes, then I want you to wiggle your buns. Come on, wiggle. Scrunch those cheeks together. I want everybody to do this. And the reason why I want everybody to do this is because you cannot possibly wiggle your toes and not smile and not laugh. You know, you're wiggling your toes. Then you're wiggling your butt. Who knew that? The next thing I want you to do is take a wonderful, nice, deep breath. And this time when you exhale, it is so important for you to exhale with you know, a meditation, something that will help you get through the show. It can be something as easy as I got this. It can be something as easy as, you know, we're going to be fine. Everything's going to be great. Just a healing affirmation. Now, what's interesting is that if you can't possibly think of what your affirmation needs to be or what your affirmation you want it to be, I have this wonderful, I tell you, pair of dice that you can roll. And what they do is they give you your daily mantra of the day and they give you your, you know, how you're going to be today. So if you're interested in that, this is my one commercial for the show. Go onto my Patreon. There will be a little video of how to use these little dice. They're slightly different than the dice that I had before, but I love the idea of being able to not just give you, you know, just mantra after mantra. Sometimes we have to have, you know, affirmations. So that's always important. Now, as we finish up doing this whole part two thing, you know, I want you to, you know, loosen your ankles, your legs, your core, your shoulders. If I'm in a safe place and I'm in a place where nothing's going to happen, I'm going to roll my neck. I was going to roll my eyes. I tell you, I do enough rolling of my eyes. I don't need to do it at any special time. So if you think about this, in the last 3 minutes, less than 3 minutes, you have now conquered your, you know, everything from your toes to your nose and in between. You've relaxed them. You've rolled them. You've scrunched them. You've squeezed them. You have got it going. And that's why I love to do what I do. That is why hypnotherapy is one of those things that makes me love it. Because as it turns out, you know, we don't always know how to scrunch things and how to move things and all that wonderful stuff. So like I said, I'm so glad that you're family today. And we're going to cover an interesting part of Weibo Kung Fu. And you know, for me, Weibo Kung Fu, one part of it is becoming that person that you wanted to have growing up. Maybe it's becoming that person that you wish you could become. You know, it's Weibo Kung Fu is all about becoming that person so that you can help that person. You can help the next one that talks to you. What if somebody else needs that advice? Isn't that great? That other person needs your advice. And since they need your advice, there you are. There you are. But the thing that I really want to talk to you about today is not giving up on a dream. I know. Some may get it, some may not get it, but, you know, I hope that you had a great weekend. So, you know, but I think that it's so important that we not give up on our dreams. We just not give up on our dreams. Remember when we were little? We're talking like kindergarten, first grade little. I would have to say four grade schools when we moved and I was a kid. And at each school, I had a teacher that had a brilliant idea. And that was, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? They would always ask you this question. What do you want to be when you grow up? And people were like, I want to be a fireman. I want to be a teacher. I want to be this. I want to be that. It amazed me that nobody ever said, I want to be a lawyer. Sorry. To all of those that I know. But most people just kind of hold back if they're not sure. Well, when my teacher asked me that question, I said I wanted to be a jammer for the T-Birds. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar, that was a roller derby team back in the 70s and 80s. Here in Southern California, where roller derby was something big. And I so wanted to be on there. And then a little while later, they'd ask me again. And then they'd ask me again. And I wanted to be a healer. Yep, are you noticing? I'm getting closer and closer to where I am today. And then you can also see that my parents were starting to get a little bit worried. Just a little bit worried. Because I kept coming up with all these things that nobody ever thought. When I grow up, this is what I want to be. So the teacher would call my parents in. And they would go, "We're slightly concerned about your child. She seems to want death-defying and strange things that she's doing." And my dad was just the most impressive amount of, you know, "Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. She's going to be fine. This is not how we do this. Everything's great." And the reason why I bring this up is because I helped, you know, I found this person that had the strangest dream, and her dream kind of caught people, you know, they were like, "You want to be a what?" And this girl, this wonderful girl, always wanted to be a marine biologist. Now, growing up on the California coast might actually make some sense to do that. So she so wanted to be a marine biologist. And this was from the time that before I even knew her, all I had heard about was this wonderful, wonderful girl who every time she was asked that question, it was, "I want to be a marine biologist." And you know what's funny? This week, she is in her 20s. And, you know, sometimes your dreams really do come true, because this week she started a job at an aquarium. Now, she started out working with some they're still sea animals, but they're specific seabirds, like lorikeets and things like that. Now, her big dream did not involve, you know, she didn't say, "I want to work with mammals." Although I have seen her work with mammals, and she's pretty incredible there too. I actually have pictures of, you know, me getting a kiss on the cheek from a great big walrus. That was an experience. Someday we'll have to discuss that. But she started out with her dream, and she knew what she needed to do to make her dream come true. And she, even in high school, started volunteering working at a local aquarium. Isn't that great? And the aquarium that she wanted to work at was that very same aquarium. But she volunteered. Even during this quarantine, she got everything that she could. She volunteered. She helped them out on their "We're closed, but we still need to make money" route. You know, she went to the university that she needed to go to follow her dreams. And this person, you know, it was almost funny to me that she went to this specific university. She was also she was lucky enough to land a softball scholarship. Wow, forgot a word there for just a second. So what she did was she had two scholarships, and one of them was pretty incredible, and one of them made pretty much sense. So if she was just doing it for, "I want to get a degree and I want to play softball," she got an invitation at the University of Arizona. Now, if you think about it, the University of Arizona, great for softball. Horrible for marine biology. If you want to know the truth, if you're trying to become a marine biologist, maybe the last thing that you should be doing is going to a university that is landlocked. So she took her other marine based. Sometimes it's weird when you're trying to do this, but the marine based school that she went to, you know, she took so many things. You know, she volunteered there. She took classes while she was at her university, besides playing softball to keep her then you know, doing everything that she needed to do. She learned how to scuba dive. And, you know, now that she's got this job that she's going to be cross-trained on, you know, that is her dream come true. And it's not the aquarium that she wants to be at her entire life. But she is at an aquarium. And she is at a aquarium that is also a zoo, a museum. There's so many opportunities. Still in the same state where we still have water. So very proud. As a pseudo-ente, very, very proud. But it was interesting to me to listen to people that tell me, what about doing this? What about being this? What about being this? You know, if you really, really wanted to, you know, give up on that dream and work towards this dream. There was no way. There was no way. Now, when I came, you know, started doing stuff and started working towards my dream, you know, it took me a while. I'd always wanted to be a healer. And now, you know, I'm more of a metaphysical spiritual healer, but a healer just the same. And I didn't know how to be this. I didn't know where to start. I didn't know where to stop. I didn't know that, you know, I had never met somebody who kept that dream going, you know, and she would get from different family members, why are you doing this? Switch to this, you'll make more money. Switch to this, you'll have more fun. Switch to this, da, da, da. Where I saw her, and I saw her as someone amazing. I saw this girl that could do whatever she wanted to because she knew she could. Do you believe that? Just because in her heart of hearts, she knew she could do this. You know, I didn't meet my ultimate goal until a few years ago. You know, that's one of those things that my dream, although I had had these other dreams, this was the one that kind of stuck with me. And honestly, it made more sense to me. And now when people see me, and people see what's going on, what happens is they go, oh, you know, see, we knew you'd become a healer sooner or later. And I just want to look at them and go, why didn't you tell me that like 25 years ago? I could have, you know, not started where I started. But the following of a dream. And, you know, I'm so much older than a lot of people in my state when it comes to just, what are we going to do? You know, how are we going to have a dream when we're not exactly sure what we're doing? You know, This is me. This is who I am. This is her. This is who she is. I've known people that, you know, have waited their entire lives to finally fulfill a dream. And when I ask them why, they say time wasn't right. Timing wasn't right. Well, guess what? Timing's never right. The timing is never right. Every morning that you can make sense and you can get up and you can do those things that I tell you to do in part two. So you get up in the morning, and if you can wiggle your toes and you can wiggle your buns and you can take a deep breath here and there, as long as you can do that, then it's not too late to start a dream. It is absolutely not too late to start a dream. I've met people who have started their dream in their 30s, started their dream in their 40s. You know, when we have hypnotherapy conventions, I generally tend to feel a little out of place because a lot of people in my profession seem to have found it long ago. They seem to have found their dream and their responses, and, you know, they seem to have found that all over their lives. They just knew so much earlier than I did. And so I always feel like I've been left behind. And then I meet somebody who didn't start until their 60s. And they ran with it. They decided that this was going to be the one for them. As long as you get up every single morning. I had a journalism teacher that would tell you that every morning he got up, checked the newspaper, and as long as his name wasn't in the obituary section, time to start a new thing. How funny is that? And this was a man who is in his 70s, 60s, late 60s, early 70s. I was in college. And I said, but aren't we supposed to be here to follow a dream? Well, by the time I met him, two of my dreams had already collapsed. The T-Birds, my rollerblading team, had already been canceled. Not quite sure what happened, but I love watching old T-Bird movies, or, you know, old ones of matches where I'm like, I could have been so good. And the other one was I wanted to be a professional drummer. Well, by the time I got into college, my hands were kind of messed up. And so I ended up having carpal tunnel syndrome, and boom, there was the end of it. I discovered that you cannot be a professional drummer if in your sophomore year you have to have full carpal tunnel surgery. Really messes you up. So there I was on dream number 5. Still hadn't figured out healer yet. But as it turns out, I was doing it anyway. Who does that? Who doesn't know that they're fulfilling their ultimate dream in their 20s? Apparently, most people. And I worry because in this, you know, we've just dealt with this thing, this pandemic that has made so many people give up on their dreams. So many people give up on their dreams. And I'm here to tell you, if you can get up every single morning and you can read in the paper and you can read in, you know, even if it's a viral newspaper, if you can get up and you can tell everybody you know, this is my dream today. If you can get on the radio and you can get, and you have a podcast and you look in that mirror and you go, I got it. It may not be your group. You may not have found your family. And when I say found your family, I find my family. I found my hypnosis family. How about that? I found that. You know, as you may already know, Weevil Kung Fu is, you know, me letting you know that if one thing doesn't work, something else will. Think about that. If one thing doesn't work, something else will. I love that because due to the fact that we had, and we still are, we're still in this pandemic. Lord knows I live in California. I don't know whether I'm ever coming out of this, to be honest. But what I realized was that if I hadn't had this pandemic come up, then my, you know, then what happened was I'm ready to start something new. I let two dreams collide. Or let me just say that two dreams collided. And I lost both of them. How sad. But then what I discovered was, instead of letting everything go and starting for the third time, maybe it was time to just start healing. Maybe it was time to let you guys know that I didn't start my dream of helping and healing and handling until I was in my 50s. That is so hard for me to say, by the way. In my 50s. Ooh. But it's to let you know, my dream went from seeing everybody in my office to seeing everybody online to starting a podcast to starting a radio show. Who starts a radio show in their 50s? Guess what? Me. Because that's who I bought. Now, this show that I love, and I love giving you every single day. This show has brought me tears. It's brought me laughter. It's brought me reconnection to people and family that I had thought that I had lost. And it has made me laugh. And all of this came from a dream that failed. A dream that failed. And the funny part about it is that the fact that it failed had nothing to do with me. Had absolutely nothing to do with me. But did you know that this same thing, this same dream that I had, this same motion, this same emotion that I had had all these, you know, all this time is amazing. You know, this also works, this giving up your dream. Let's say you do want to be a healer. Well, if you want to be a healer, you need to know that hypnosis, my choice. For other people, start taking nurses training in their 50s. Some people start taking doctor training in their 50s. Some people, I mean, I remember when I was younger that we always laughed and we knew that when we were in their 50s, all hell was going to break out and we were just going to lose the world because what do we do now? Seriously, what do we do now? It's like, I'm too old to do this. I'm too old to do. You're not too old to do anything. You are absolutely not too old. You know, because we deal with things that, you know, really control your destiny. You, You, my friends, are in control of your destiny. And there's this wonderfully, wonderfully famous old acronym called FEAR, which is false evidence appearing to be real. And what that false evidence is up to you. When I had my surgery on my wrist in college, where, you know, they told me straight out, your career is over. Your dream of a career is over. I didn't believe them. Why should I believe them? These were just another doctor that told me one more thing that I didn't have to believe. I didn't have to worry. I didn't have to breathe. You know, I didn't have to believe. So sometimes these random acts of kindness that we give to people, you know, I pre-buy somebody's coffee sometimes when I go through a drive-thru coffee thing. You know, get yourself into this positive attitude. Tell yourself, when I tell you to be, you know, follow your affirmation, follow your affirmation. Follow your affirmation. And if it says, I believe in random acts of kindness, there you go. You know, some people meditate. That's how they get the word across. And they may say, okay, today I'm going to do random acts of kindness, but I am also going to, you know, I'm going to throw in a little meditation and a little mindfulness, and I'm going to have them write something on the side of their cup, like, giving it all you got. Have a good day. You know, use the affirmations that you've gotten in the morning. Use them on other people. Because if you use them on other people, now what are you going to do? So that's very important. And if you luck out and you actually get to you actually get to help out a first responder, how incredibly cool is that? That you get to help out, that you get to, you know, pay it forward. Random acts. I believe in giving, you know, this could be somebody's, you write on it, random act of kindness, try to meditate 5 minutes today. I love doing that because you've given them so much and you've made somebody's day. Do you realize that? You have absolutely made somebody's day. You can do this. This you can do. And what is it going to cost you? For the most part, it is going to cost you next to nothing. And you just made yourself feel good. And you just made your day, your random act of kindness. You can do this online too. Did you know that? You can call up. Around here, I am a, you know, a coffee bean and tea leaf girl. Depending on what state I'm in, kind of depends on what kind of coffee I'm in. Here in the state of California, I am a coffee bean fan. Did you know that you can call up Coffee Bean and you can give them your credit card number? And you can pre-buy people's coffee? I didn't think you did. So isn't that amazing how you can do a random act of kindness and never leave your house? Now, you know how I feel about leaving your house. I think it's important to leave your house. I think it's just incredibly important to feel the way you feel. I think it's important to be who you are. So, you know, why don't you try that sometime? Now, let's say that it's you that needs the random help, the random act of kindness. Well, here's what I can tell you about that. You need to ask for help. You absolutely need to ask for help. Because if all you're doing is giving and you're not taking, you know, always ask for help. Like God asks for help. One of my favorite things to do is, you know, I volunteer at on a site that we take care of people that call in randomly. We take care of those that need somebody to talk to, but don't have an income. You know, we recommend that people, we have lists and lists of properties that you can call, of places that you can call that are exactly what you need. And don't feel like you can't watch them. You can't listen to them. Don't feel like you can't call them, because you know what? That's what we're here for. These are people in places that don't always have, you know, that you can give them, you can be with them. You can be an actual volunteer on these sites. I hope you guys didn't know that too. But, you know, you graduate to going from I need help to going to, you know, what am I supposed to do with this? You know, I volunteer with several of these different organizations, and some are with kids and some are with our elders. And in this time when elders are having the hardest time right now, mentally, physically, emotionally, now that we have people that are fully vaccinated, show up. Just find out how many people are in a specific home and treat them. Send everybody there, you know, a salad or a sandwich or a cupcake. Oh my gosh, excuse me. I got all excited there for a second, and the next thing I know, I'm sneezing y'all's ear. So, sorry about that. But what's important is that, once again, you can do things that you couldn't normally do. And now that you can leave the house, you know, go to one of these homes. You know, take a board game with you. Take, you know, get into like a major thing of, you know, Monopoly or Life. Or the other night we were playing Monopoly, and we have a bird that likes to eat paper. So I got to spend a great deal of yesterday, and my random act of kindness was honestly laminating, you know, however much money that Monopoly gives you, which was a strange thing to do. But you know what? It was mine. It was my weird random act of kindness. It was my weird, now what do we do? And, you know, that was my thing. But I don't want you to give up. Please, please, please do not give up. You know, on my websites and on my Facebook pages and on my Instagrams, most of the time, I just like to say hi. I just like to say hi. I want to see how you're doing. And a lot of us do that without having to, you know, charge somebody money. Isn't that crazy? What we love to do. Wow, I am having lighting. So if you'd like to give me some sort of lighting advice as your random act of kindness, I would truly, truly believe that. But do your random act for kindness. Ask for help if you need it. Ask them for help if they need you. You know, how much more exciting is that? And you'll find all these online services that don't charge. I know. I bet you didn't realize that some of these places just don't charge. So I want you to remember that I repost this show on my YouTube page. I repost this show on my Facebook page, posted through LA Talk Radio. And if you forget something that I've said and you're like, I don't get it, you know what happens to you, then I want you to be able to go onto the site. And if you just want to hear it on the podcast. If you want to imagine what's going on out there in the real world, then do it the other way. You know, this is what we do. But my most important thing for today is, you know, you don't have to be the absolute best of the best. You know, you don't have to become a top inspirational speaker, you know, to inspire others. I don't think you should have to put on a big fat smile underneath your masks. I do, however, think that you should smile under your masks. And I do that because, you know, when you smile, it makes people kind of, what's going on under there? I'll tell you what's going on under there. We are making you feel slightly uncomfortable, totally jealous, and it makes people wonder what you're up to and why you're doing it. You know, sometimes you still have to stand outside and wait in line. Well, if I'm going to have to stand outside and wait in line, I'll tell you what. I'm going to make people feel funky. I am going to make people feel like, why are they talking to me like that? Why are they doing things like that? You know why? Because I can. That's right. When you do a random act of kindness, when you nourish your soul, when you, you know, start to feel yourself slide, do something for someone else. Do something for someone else. It's who we are. We as a people. And yes, I do mean we as a people, because we as all people have fun. Have a blast. Especially if they don't know it. I have actually gone through the food place at Sam's Club and paid for, you know, their big thing like Costco is a hot dog and a soda. Go buy a couple and then go, okay, the next couple people that's what they bought, tell them some crazy stranger just bought their dinner or their lunch or in weird cases, their breakfast. A lot of times you're going to get people that if like our Sam's and Costco are by two hospitals. And if you're lucky enough and you get to help out a first responder, it's amazing how good that's going to make you feel. Now, you're not going to be able to know that in advance. So my little heart just tells me that what's going to happen is I'm going to feel this way. Tell yourself, this is who I am. I just got to help a first responder. I got to help a nurse getting to just a half hour of a breathing time. I just got to help a doctor who may not be eating the best in the world, but at least is eating. You know, these guys, these first responders, whether it's a caregiver, whether it's hospital, whether it's ambulance, whether it's nurses, doctors, the people that clean up, the people that clean out, You know, these are people that need your help. So I don't want you to give up on that dream. Because let's say, and we've all seen the commercials that have just, you know, they kind of eat you a little bit inside. And they make you wonder, you know, what are you doing? Well, here's what you're doing. Just tell yourself in your mind that you're not going to do it anymore. You tell yourself that this is who you are. I am the random X girl. And in my mind and in my heart, I know I just helped somebody with a random act of kindness. I helped somebody with a random act of kindness. How exciting is that? Everything that you've wanted to do, you can do it right there. Now, the other thing that I like to remind you of is that you're still allowed to leave your house. Now, in some places that listen, that I have noticed of listening, and thank you so much for everybody that listens to this show, but, you know, they don't feel like they have anything to give because in their country, in their county, in their state, maybe even in their country, you get to run around without anything on. You know, no masks, no PPE, no, none of that. Okay, that doesn't mean that you don't have to take care of yourself. So for those of us that still have to deal with ourselves, remember, you can always leave your house. You can leave and do the random acts of kindness. You can go through this and you can go, you know, I've always wanted to be a fill in the blank. I, on the other hand, get to fulfill what I've always wanted to do. I get to fulfill being a healer. Isn't that great? Now, you might not get to be everything that you wanted to be, but maybe you get to feel some of the things that you get to be. You know, go out, make a funny face on your mask. Do it in rhinestones. Do it in sublimation. Do it in, I mean, if you need to make a smiley face out of tie-dye and put it on your mask, and your mask is always smiling, guess what? You're always smiling. So what I want you to do, this is my ending of the show. Now, here's the funny thing about the ending of the show. It sounds a lot like the beginning of a show, but it's actually the ending of a show. And the whole idea of this particular show was not giving up on your dreams. Now, whether not giving up on your dreams is a 22-year-old girl who's had this dream since she was a small child to a, not going to tell you how old, person that started to give their whole dream how this is handled. So you will never, ever, ever hear me tell you to give up. We don't work that way. I want you to jump. I want you to roll. I want you to do whatever it means for you to get to do that. So I want you to make a smile. Make sure you're in that safe place. You will, if nothing else, you will forever get to hear me say, get in your safe place. Now, if you've ever been a client of mine, you know how to get to your safe place. If you've never been a client of mine, sometimes we may, nose itches. Sometimes, you know, we have to do what we have to do. So we're going to take a safe place and we're going to breathe it on in. And like I said, you're not up here, you're downhill. Take in that wonderful, wonderful deep breath and make that your random act of kindness. And when you give your affirmation, Make it something fun. Just make it something fun. So you're going to take that deep breath. We're going to hold it. And we're going to exhale with a smile. Like I said, if you like the show, I would love for you to become a Patreon member. Everything helps. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Remember, just always look to the Hypno Fairy Godmother. I will always be there and I will never let you down because I am right here waiting to give you a shout out. I want all of you to, you know, I want you to tell your friends about the show. Have fun with the show. You know, always remember to smile underneath. Because you know that even with a mask on, you can tell when people are smiling at you. And they will wonder what's going on and what you're doing. So I want you to please, please have a wonderful, wonderful day. I will see you next week. If you have any questions or comments that you want me to handle, all you have to do is just text me or email me at hypnofairygodmother@yahoo.com and I will be there for you. And remember, here's the deal. Smile. Just smile. Because you know what? People wonder what you're up to. So please, please, please have a wonderful day. I will see you next week where I will have a fabulous special guest. I think you're going to like her. So have a wonderful regular day. Love you and miss you much. And, you know, we're going to have just a great day. So enjoy yourself and I will see you next week.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.